Hello.
Hi.
Okay, great. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get an email notification when you get a when you get the CareStar broadcast?
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
One second. I can't search the Medicaid code. What's their date of birth? 9/1/19. I'm just checking this person up in the Ohio Department of Medicaid. But how come it says it's not coming in? Medicaid billing. Are we sure their birth date is correct? Right, so do you have access to Ohio Department of Medicaid?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was up. Why do something?
Okay, do you have access to Ohio Department of Medicaid?
No, I don't want it.
You what?
I said no, I don't want it.
Why?
Because that's, I like to say, because that's not my lane.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good. I'm happy. I'm just trying to see this person. I don't even see them in the Medicaid site.
Yeah, no, I honestly don't. But, I mean, I never ask for it either, so.
Okay, fine. No problem. Okay, so this person is from Lawana.
That's okay, the case manager.
That's the case manager. So you said that you do get an alert.
Yes, it comes to the Rhonda's house email. That there's a message from case manager.
Perfect. Okay, hold on. I'm just in the CareStar portal. Hold on a second. Fine. Okay, I see. I will send the research on once it reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's what they're saying, right?
Yes.
What do you mean, once it's reviewed by who?
Wait, what did she say? Where did she say that at? Hold on.
At 1:18, she responded.
1:18?
Uh-huh.
Why are you back in January? What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, 3:18. At 1:18, 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second. Let me look and see. Hold on. Okay, I didn't know she had responded. So... I know Nikki was going to call her, so that might be who she's responding to. Because all I said, I gave her a start date. That's all
right.
I did.
So that's good. And then she said, I just wanted to tell what she means. I will send over the service plan once it's reviewed.
She's going to send over the service plan once it's reviewed. Maybe she said she's going to send over the service plan once we actually are done with the nursing assessment. I don't know. That's a question for Nikki.
Okay,
I never...
And what insurance do these people have?
Hold on 1 second. Let me go back to it because I haven't pulled up.
Did you give this to Nikki already, by the way?
Yes, I handed it to her as soon as it came in. It really doesn't say the insurance, but I can almost bet it's probably Ohio Care Home Care Waiver.
Yeah, so that's what they do. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Nikki for a second. Hang tight, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Hey, Judah.
Hey, Nikki. How are you? Have Rich online. How's it going?
It's going good.
Question for you. Do you have the Ohio Medicaid site open?
No.
Could you open it?
You have to give me a minute because it takes me through all these. I got to have some sent to my phone.
You need the client.
And just so we're not doing the same thing, Judah, you want me to do the speech,
Rachel,
right?
Where'd you come from?
He said I was on here.
I'm on the phone with Judah.
I was 1970. No, I'm on here.
Somebody tried to call me.
Rich, I want you to, you could send it, you gave it to me, but I want you to put to fill out the form.
Okay, that's what I'm doing now. I just wanted to make sure we both weren't doing
it. Yeah, I want to show you something else, Rachel. While Nick is doing that, do you know how, after you add it, okay, to the form, go to the Rhonda's House intake report smartsheet that I sent you? Okay?
Okay. Yes.
And on the left, let's you click on any of the names. Let's say line one, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see there's a little, right next to number one, there's an option, like a safety pin.
Yes.
Add an attachment.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to attach this referral form to the smartsheet.
Oh, okay. So just go out to a new spot, basically, and do it?
What do you mean? After you add the referral with the form, then go, then...
Oh, because it'll pop up on there.
Exactly. Once you enter it, you refresh the intake report, you'll be able to see it there.
That's so nice. I'd like to say that.
Yeah, then I want you to attach it and save it here, okay?
Okay.
Great.
That's fine.
Okay, you, I got it up.
You got it, okay. I want you to check, please, this Medicaid, this referral from Luana Smith. I'm trying to see
Heather?
Yes, Heather.
Oh, yep, I was just working on that.
Okay, I want to check her up in this site because I don't see that her Medicaid ID is active.
No, I don't think it is either. That's why I said. So I was in the mix of doing that, actually. But I was still in the care source trying to see if she was in there, and I had called Luana, and then she had called me back. And I think that might have been her trying to call me again because she was going to call the client to see what kind of insurance she had.
Oh, see, I thought she knew.
Because she used to have United Healthcare.
Right.
So, yeah, so that right now, that was it. And you can't get everything to pull up without a social. Sometimes it'll let you, hold on a minute, sometimes it won't. Because when her and I tried to, when I was on the phone with her, it would not let me. And I don't have her social because I have to get the social from the client.
All right. Rachel also thought that it's usually, if it's over here, then they have the MyCare Ohio waiver, no?
Sorry?
Don't they usually have the MyCare Ohio waiver?
Mm-hmm. Mostly, yeah.
So she's not going to be in the care source.
I don't know what she went to. She would have had went to one of them.
But I'm looking at seeing care source. Now I see this person, different last name, Heather Schneider.
Yep. See, it's not letting me pull her up because I don't have her social.
But
you said you are able to pull her up in CareSource?
I have this person in CareSource with the Medicaid ID, but it says the member's name is Heather Schneider, and
maybe she got married. I have not had the opportunity to talk to her yet to get any type of information. That's why we called them, too.
Here we go. It was a typo on her date of birth. Her date of birth is 1975. Judy, you're so smart.
Are you sure that that's her birthday?
I'm positive, because now I see her. If you go back to the Medicaid site, I see Heather Lexo, date of birth 9-1-1975, Trumbull, female. Here we go, with the same Medicaid ID.
Perfect. Nikki, you may want to say something to Luana about that because that's not the birthday that she gave us. So it can become an error when you do talk to her.
Yeah, because you know what? Normally what I try to do is I call the client so I make sure I have accurate information.
Yeah.
I have not gotten that far yet, but yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the Medicaid site together for a minute. Rachel, if you could put in the 1975.
Okay.
So it says over here they have Ohio Home Care Redesign Waiver. You there?
Yeah, who are you talking to, me or Rachel?
Nikki.
I am Nikki.
I know, that's me. I'm talking to you.
Okay, go ahead.
No, let me know once you open up the Ohio Medicaid site and you have the put in the 1975. We'll look at it together.
Go ahead. I'll talk you through it. I can remember it.
I just don't look at it at the same time with you, but whatever. Okay, I'm just saying the benefits here, this is listed as the patient's act. They have the Ohio home care waiver.
Hold on, I'm catching up. And what date did you use?
I put in 9. Her birthday is September
10th. No. The full date needed, like down below.
Oh, I did 3/9 to 3/10.
Oh, I see. Okay. Medicaid. Yeah, it looks like she just had Medicaid only. So she is not. Yeah, she has Medicaid only, it's looking like.
Yep, no Medicare.
Sorry to interrupt, Judah. On the form where it says assign, who am I assigning this to?
Assign them all to me for now.
Okay.
Okay, back to you, Nikki.